Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 11th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, so we got a little warm-up going. I'm sure the chemtrailing will begin, but we'll see. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. UK says Iranians tried to block British tanker in Strait of Hormuz, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
These men.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. UK says Iranians tried to block British tanker in Strait of Hormuz. This is from CBS News. And the thing is, you know, people, it's been hard to find articles because the think tanks, they don't know what to do. I'm telling you, it's like they're in a mud, or everywhere they turn. You're going to take the guns and clips. They hear guns fucking going to fucking battery. Every way they're turning, the people are going, fuck you. No more wars. You're stealing everything. The people are aware, and the people are aware around the world. And this whole thing, when they started it in the Strait of Hormuz there, they thought they were just going to go there and then blow a little hole in a boat and then just attack Iran. Well, it didn't work out that way because nobody's buying this shit. Because the people, like I said, it's when you start telling lies, then you start telling lies to cover lies and lies to cover the lies that cover the lies. At some point in the ball game, it becomes so outrageous that even the most stupid among us can fucking see it. And that's where we're at right now. They don't know what to do. So when they do something, I mean, right now it's hard to find an article I want to put up. You know, that I could go with the local stuff, you know, where the cops get, he busted for planting evidence in this little place here. I'm talking about on the international stage, because that's where the big shit's going on. This is where the takeover of America, or down on the border. You know, you don't hear nothing about down on the border. And the border must have took care of itself. Of course, they're talking about, you know, this Sunday, those ICE raids are going to start if Congress doesn't come up with this bill. But then you see, oh, the ACLU's done filed a lawsuit. So it's all bullshit, and they're pouring over the fucking border, and they're using this time to train. I believe they're using this time to train the cannon fodder they're going to send at us when they come to try to confiscate our guns. That's why, I mean, every chance you get to go out and shoot, even, I don't care if you're shooting 22 shells, that's all I can afford to shoot, but I'm shooting them. The gun's going to be a part of me. It's just like it's been all my life. For a long time, I won't shoot the big guns and stuff because I need the bullets. that I am going out there. I mean, that's what we should be doing. Go ahead and have a luau. Go ahead and sit there and see if we get bored with the situation, or if we go out and we prepare ourselves for what we know is coming. But so this here popped up just before I came up stairs. We had grabbed a few other articles, and you'll see the reasoning behind that. But, I mean, here you have it, you know. Remember when this whole thing started? This is between the United States. There's big tension. Nothing to do with Israel. Israel has nothing to do with this. Israel has nothing to do with big tension between the United States and Iran for breaking the deal. And you fucking backed out of it. I mean, you signed your way out of the deal like you will not sign your way out of that asylum deal that's allowing the invasion of our southern border. You had nothing to do with it. And see, that was something that you could tell people. They go, duh. So it's obvious that what you're doing as the fucking Israeli attack dog that you fucking are. The Israeli province that you fucking are. We're going to send the Americans over there to crush the Iranians and the Syrians and the Lebanese and the Jordanians and the Turks. And then there'll be the Middle East Empire that we all bow to. It ain't going to fucking happen. Because it's the one thing about wars, people. If you have people, the populations of the countries dead set against it, it ain't going to fucking happen. You got to have people willing to go out there and die. And if there were more willing to shoot your ass for trying to make them go kill people they don't even know for the fucking corporate fucking mafia, they're in a bad position here. They're going to, whatever they do try, it's going to be a desperate fucking move. I can guarantee you that. But now what we're seeing is, this is a conflict between Britain and the Iranians. Because the Iranians did further enrichment of their uranium. And now, since the United States is not a signatory to that fucking treaty, well, you don't even hear about America, do you? But we need something to get. We just, God damn it, can't we get this fucking, I can see Netanyahu over there rolling around the floor, pissing on himself, kicking and screaming like a little child. How come it hasn't started? I said, I want to start it. We're not going to do it. That's what all the people of the fucking world just need to say, fuck you. You know, it's like when the Iraqi war, Saddam Hussein, you know, when George Bush, you know, he threatened to kill my daddy. And then old Saddam Hussein said, hey, man, you know, you bring your cabinet, Georgie Bush, you ex-military son of a bitch, because that's what he was supposed to be, an ex-fighter pilot, fucking coke junkie is what he was. But anyway, he said, you know, you bring him to a place and I'll bring my cabinet and me to the place and we'll just shoot it out. Why should all these other people get killed over this fucking personal vendetta? But it wasn't a personal vendetta. I mean, it was world. I mean, and I'm sure Saddam Hussein understood it when he put it out there. But I mean, he did put it out there. He offered to gunfight the son of a bitch. It's just him and his cabinet against Georgie and his cabinet. Rather than have the people killing one another over that had no beef with each other. But still, we destroyed fucking Iraq, didn't we? Not we. The international corporate fucking mafia did. Using our resources. Using our young people as fucking cannon fodder. But now we got this thing here going with Britain. Well, I guess that the British are the ones that are going to fight Iran, right? Or is this just so you can run your false flag under a British flag, and then fucking as soon as the Iranians are pushed because you've already seized one of their fucking tankers. You seized their fucking property. Why? Because they violated the treaty. Well, hey, man, you know what? When the United States backed out of it and put the fucking sanctions on their fucking, I mean, more sanctions even than ever to try to starve their fucking people. I mean, God damn it, people have a right to fucking live on this planet. Besides the fucking way the Israelis say, just hand everything over to us and we'll give you a bowl of a fucking rice and a fish head. That's what you fucking get because you're just goyim. You're not even people. But they're going to try and play this fucking game now. Like, oh, it's the British. And listen to this shit. Here, this comes from CBS News. Britain said Thursday that three Iranian vessels had unsuccessfully tried to, quote, impede the passage of a British commercial vessel transcending the Strait of Hormuz. But Tehran denied it. A statement issued by the British Ministry of Defense said a Royal Navy warship, the frigate HMS Montrose, was forced to position herself between the Iranian vessels and the oil tanker called the British heritage. The crew of the Montrose issued verbal warnings to the Iranian vessel, which then turned away, according to the British government statement, which added that London was concerned by this action and continued to urge the Iranian authorities to de-escalate the situation in the region that you are escalating every fucking day. You seize their fucking tanker. In the first place, you guys got to understand, sanctions are an act of fucking war. And now the Brits, because Donald Trump signed out of his way out of that treaty, like he won't sign his way out of that goddamn refugee treaty and stop this invasion of our southern border. He signed his way out of that treaty people doing without food, he'd starve them down like he did. 250,000 children starved in fucking Iraq under the actions of Bush 1. And then that Madeleine Halfbright came up and goes, well, that's just overhead, because they love children so much, people. Remember that. This is the internationals going at it with one another. And so this is why Trump, he made his trip over to fucking Britain. He went in and hung out with the queen, talked to the fucking old queen, that old fucking crone that everybody thinks is just a figurehead, but that fucking bitch runs the British Empire, make no fucking mistake about it. And her son Charles will run it thereafter. But there's still a problem there. Because the people of Britain are fucking pissed off, they've been disarmed, and they're having their women butchered by a fucking invasion that was allowed into their country. Was invited into their goddamn country. And they're marching down the streets fucking screaming about the fucking Jews that fucking made it happen. The Zionist motherfuckers that fucking destroyed their fucking lives in their country. The British government does not have the British people behind it. Their Brexit isn't happening, that they voted. You got to vote. See, you always get to pretend like the people have the fucking say. The people gave their say, and you're not doing it, son of a bitch. What you're doing is you're over there, you're warmongering for the fucking United States, who is going to destroy the fucking, or capture the Middle East for their fucking Zionist masters. And anyway, here, oil tanker called the Heritage. The crew of the issued verbal warnings, okay. De-escalate the situation in the region. They hadn't done nothing. They hadn't done fucking nothing but just sit there. It's that cocksucker, that fucking Netanyahu. He remembered the little bomb and everything pushing. Just know he did not want that goddamn treaty signed. And goddamn it got signed anyway. But now he's got his boy in there. The fucking Jews in this country and the goddamn Zion Christians, fucking bastards. They fucking sleazed and lied. And you even had both sides come out and go, oh no, he can never be. This is silliness. He can never be president, as they were working behind the scenes to fucking arrange it for him to be sitting in that fucking seat, because they own him. They run him. He's a fucking puppet, a fork-tongued fucking puppet. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin said no shots were fired and the British Heritage continued on its way through the Strait of Hormuz, a vital waterway that connects the Persian Gulf with the rest of the world via the Gulf of Oman. See, this is over in the Middle East. This is in their fucking territory. This is like them coming over here and blocking off the Hudson Bay, or something like that. I mean, who the fuck do you think you are? And but see, this is they're doing internationally to the international community, the countries that are still fucking free sovereign countries, what they're fucking are doing to the free sovereign nationals in this goddamn country with the same lack of fucking law, with the same lawlessness. A third of the world's ships, world's shipped oil supply passes through the strait every year, and Iran has threatened to halt the traffic in previous standoffs with the West. It's their fucking waterways. It's their fucking territory. Their fucking country's border, not yours. You're on the other side of the fucking world, fucking with people for your fucking Jew masters, and we're not going to have no part of it. The only way, conscription? When you come to conscript, then we'll fucking shoot you. We'll see how many people, how many, you come to get one guy, you're going to lose four. This will never fucking work. The people of the world are fucking on to you. They understand what you son of a bitch has been doing for fucking millennia. And it's going to fucking stop. You're going to fucking lose. There is nowhere for you to move. The largest army that's ever existed on this planet is set and rock, set and, hey, people, be out there. Go out there and shoot. Go shoot those fucking guns. I mean, if you can spare the ammo. I know what it's like to be on that end of it. But 22 shells are cheap, and you get to where you can hit a tennis ball at fucking, at 100 yards, open-sighted, off-handed, with a 22 rifle, and at 50, 75 yards with the pistol. And then you take that scope gun, and you take a target the size of a soccer ball, and set it out there 400 yards, you should be able to do the same. And when you can do that, you are fucking deadly. Give me something to lean on, and I'll double that fucking distance. That is what they fucking fear. That is what they are. That's why they're not moving forward. Because they tried to scare you. We'll put you in jail for 190 years if you don't give us that clip. Fucking come get it, bitch, was the answer. Everything they've tried, the people have said, fuck you. Come do it, motherfucker. You've never had authority over us, you sons of bitches. And more people are finding out every day that they are considered subjugated by this fucking, by their servants. See, the two just will not melt together. You cannot, that is a lie that will not never fucking work. There's no way you can tell it that it works. Martin said the British Heritage was intercepted by Iranian, quote, fast boats. So these are just little fucking boats. Have you seen them? What are they, maybe 30, 35 feet long? With big motors on them so they can rip around real fast. Oh, this is what was going to stop an oil fucking tanker. Really? And see, but goddamn, they've got to get this started. So they, like I said, Trump went over and talked to his fucking cohorts, his Jew buddies over there in fucking England. He went to France too, but I don't think France can do a goddamn thing. I think the government of France is trying to keep itself from being fucking hung. And Britain ain't that far off either. Because the people there have had a fucking enough of it. They've let themselves be disarmed, and they're being treated like you get treated when you're fucking disarmed. Like nothing. Like the fucking peasant, peon, coolie piece of shit that they consider you. Small vessels used frequently by the Revolutionary Guard to harass commercial ships in the Persian Gulf. So to harass, could one of these boats stop a fucking oil tanker? Hell fucking no. Not even close. I mean, they can do nothing to them. So this is all coming out of the fucking think tanks. How will they respond to this? What if they shot a goddamn, a British ship? Could we get that war started that way? They want this war so fucking bad they can taste it. But what they do not have, and this is on every fucking front of it, I believe. I believe the people in fucking, in Europe, are saying the same thing that the people here in the United States saying, fuck you, you go fight a war. You go fight the fucking Persians. They ain't done shit to me. You go fight for your fucking Jewish masters. They're not our masters. They do not own us. We are not their property. They are not our fucking sovereigns. Commercial ships in the Persian Gulf in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Revolutionary Guard denied the allegation, saying if it had received orders to seize any ship, it would have executed them immediately. See, they try to act like all they got these little boats. The Iranians, they got ships that'll fucking fight. They got ships that can stop a fucking oil tanker. So this is all just fucking more think tank bullshit petty. You guys are fucking pathetic, okay? Every once in a while, I've been waiting days for you to slip something else out so I could just tell you how fucking pathetic you are. You're just gonna have to do it. And you're going to have to try conscription and gun confiscation. And boy, let's just get it on. Let's get this shit over with so the people of this world can get back to fucking living life and enjoying it. We weren't put here to go through fucking hell. We don't have to go through hell because of a handful of you motherfucking sick son of a bitches. The semi-official FARS news agency carried a statement from the Guards Navy early Thursday saying there were no clashes with Iranian boats, especially English boats. And I fucking believe it. Well, I mean, what the fuck? You're going to take a 30-foot fucking boat against a goddamn naval cruiser? Sure. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's just how they're just because they're dumb Persians, don't you know? Those dumb Persians that you're so afraid are going to reach the fucking uranium to the point that they could make a bomb and actually not have. I mean, think about living next to somebody who hates your fucking guts, who wants to destroy you and steal all your fucking property. And then some fucking bully government comes along and says that guy can have a fucking 50 caliber fucking machine gun and you can't have a, you get a slingshot. Okay? That's what they want. That's what they, I mean, what about the illegal development by the fucking Israelis of their nuclear arsenal? That none of it documented, none of it checked. Never an inspector won when it has been in fucking Israel. All the sanctions that were put against them, never enforced. Using phosphorus bombs on children on the Gaza Strip, never enforced. The people have seen it. The people around the world have seen it. We're not going to fight. No, we're not going to kill each other over you fucking sick fucks. Do like Saddam Hussein said. Get your badasses out there. Yeah, Trump, you're a badass. You try to act like you're some kind of fucking mobster. Get your badass out there and get your fucking... I can see Steven Mnuchin, that freak, that fucking weirdo. I can see fucking Wilbur Ross. Can you see these pricks going off to face off with the goddamn some Iranians, you know, the Iranian government? Let them go shoot each other. None of our goddamn business. All we are is fucking... They consider us to be their goddamn property. So you son of a bitches have a beef? Settle it. Come here and try to make me a pup force me into your fucking military ranks and I'll fucking shoot you. We'll just kill you right then and there. And then this war here that we need, the war that really needs to happen inside this United States to get rid of this fucking unlawful corporation that has been fucking destroying this country since 1869 and now is telling us that they are our fucking rulers, not our servants, will be fucking taken care of. Then let's see who in the fuck you're out there. I mean, all it is just a god. All the military, they call it U.S. military, it is nothing more than a U.N. fucking goon squad. To go and take people's shit from them and give it over to the fucking masters in fucking Jerusalem. We're sick of it. We're sick of living lesser lives because you're taking all of our wealth to fucking hand over to your kike fucking masters. They're not our masters. We're individual free sovereigns. We're our own masters. And we're going to get rid of your asses. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, dismissed the British allegations as worthless, saying the claims were being made to create tension, the agency reported. See, they got to keep it alive. But there's those same, in those think tanks, they're sitting there, they're fucking, they don't know what to fucking do. What are you going to do? Every time you turn around, somebody, you say something, everybody jacks the fucking round in the gun. Say, no, you're fucking not. Who's going to fight your fucking war for you, you bunch of fucking spineless, yellow-bellied, parasitic cowards? You going to go fight it yourself? The young people of America aren't going back into the meat grinder for you. And any that are foolish enough to do so get exactly what they deserve. But you will not have enough to fight what you're going to have to fucking fight. And you know it. You will have to try to conscript from your fucking subjects, what you consider your subject, corporate conscription of the fucking corporate subject. That's when you're going to eat fucking lead. Russia, meanwhile, which has backed Iran in the standoff with the West over its nuclear program, blamed the United States for the incident on Thursday. No! The United States and Israel, they don't have nothing to do with this. This is between fucking Britain and Iran, right? Hey, Israel certainly has nothing to do with it. But the situation is very concerning, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov said, according to Russia's state-run media. And what the fuck you think? I mean, I love that way they always... You think we're somehow different than fucking Russia? This is the most fucking socialist fucking country on planet Earth. You're a bunch of fucking social communist pig bitches, bastard sons of bitches, and you're going to fucking die. We're shooting your fucking ass out of here. This is a free country for free men and women to live in with liberty. And our fucking resources belong to us. This country belongs to us. See, they took your uprising in back in 1775. The people rose up for their fucking rights. They fucking shot the shit out of the British and they surrounded Boston and started shooting cannons at them. A year later, the aristocrats who had been fucking the ones actually that the people rebelled against, they stepped up and we're declaring another country. It was a whole different subject matter, don't you see? We're declaring a separate country. Well, that's all right with us, but by God, then this is how it went too. At the conventions, that's all right with us, but we, the people, it's going to belong to us. And we are going to be fucking free. We're going to have our Bill of Rights, and we're going to live as free fucking individuals with allodial right to have title to our own property that nobody can touch except through the common law procedures that we allow. Oh, well, we're just going to form a country. Form the fucking country. It belongs to us. We're the ones that fought and died and bled and got it. I mean, you can pick, you know, George Washington got his 5 holes shot in his thing. There's fucking maybe 3 of these cocksuckers in the whole fucking Marange. Think of the people that died. Think of the people that died on the frontier and in the fucking colonies themselves. Fighting the fucking, Tory militias. Burning down homes. Killing men, women, and children to get this goddamn liberty. It belongs to us. We outnumber you. We will fucking wipe your asses off the face of this fucking planet. The situation is very concerning. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rabakov, according to Russian state-run media, the reason for this is clear. Reasons for this are clear. Well, hell yeah, you'd have to be a fucking retarded monkey not to fucking see this. I mean, for fucking what it is, this is Washington's deliberate, premeditated course to exasperate tensions. Cause yeah, you gotta, I mean, they're trying to find anything. What would it take? I mean, they blew up the fucking World Trade Center and people were stupid enough then to fall for it. They didn't, but man, the taking of the freedom, that Patriot Act dictated. I mean, that is fucking removing the fucking Bill of Rights, which cannot be removed. But they fucking, he just wrote it down. He did it. And he wrote it down on a piece of paper. And then people started filling the ramifications of it. And now we're at the fucking point to where we fucking, they're looking at you fucking everywhere you fucking go. You have no goddamn rights. No rights. And then they're telling you have no rights. We are in charge. You do what the government tells you or else fucking what? Or else you're going to take us on? You and your 18%, are you going to take on fucking Iran? Are you going to take on, who are you going to take on, you sons of bitches? We're not going to fight your wars for you, but we will fight a war with you, and we will wipe your fucking asses out. You can bring your blue fucking helmets over here from fucking China, and we will fucking litter this fucking country with their fucking bodies. You're not doing it. You better back the fuck off, and you better, well, there's no backing off. We're in it. It's going. You can't stop it. The only fucking, the way this could be stopped is if y'all agreed just to fucking be hanged. Because you're gonna be fucking hanged for what you've done to us. You've ruined total people's lives. You sick fucks. And you think, well, maybe we can just wear, maybe we can have a compromise here. Yeah, the compromise is a rope around your fucking neck. That's the only compromise. There will be no fucking justice tempered with mercy. There will be fucking justice. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told journalists he was aware that, quote, such an incident allegedly took place, but also of Tehran's denial. Well, of course they're guilty because fucking the British guy said he was. And they're doing on an international scale. And see, and that's what they're doing. They're playing this game. They're coming back with this goddamn investigation of the Russian goddamn involvement in the fucking election. We're in constant election mode, but we're almost to the next, and they're going back and they're going to bring that, whatever the hell, I can't think of the guy's name. They did the investigation. They're going to he's going to have to come and testify. And I mean, all this horse shit they're putting in, meaningless. Meaningless is, you're fiddling as Rome burns. And we see you fiddling as Rome burns. We're in Rome, you sons of bitches. We're going to put the fire out, and we're going to put it out with your fucking body. But also Tehran's denial. As before, we call on everyone to behave with restraint in the Persian Gulf in order to exasperate the situation, he said. Exasperate the situation. A senior U.S. defense official told Martin that he expected all British tankers transcending, this is the U.S. talking now, the Persian Gulf would now sail with U.K. military escort vessels. See, they're putting things in position for their fucking false flag that they think they're going to start a war with. Hey, people of Britain, tell them fuck off. Tell him you want to go, or just go with him. Okay, until you get the gun in your hand, then shoot, son of a bitches. Because you know what they're fucking doing. You know who the fucking master is. You know who you've been enslaved to. We'll be right back.
Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a concerned citizen to speak his peace. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. Got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Guns, like the British did, like the other, like the European countries did. Don't let them take, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. Would the British government dare to get into a war where they had to arm a bunch of their people? The same people that are in their fucking streets screaming about the fucking Jews that have taken over their fucking country and made slaves out of them? What are you going to give them 10 bullets? Are you going to put guns in the hands of those people? Well, that's going to be a vetting process, don't you think? The British heritage is listed as one of the world's UK petrochemical giant BP as part of its fleet. The Century-class oil tanker is one of the largest crude oil tankers in BP's fleet. BP owns and operates three vessels of the same class. They can carry up to 1 million barrels of oil at a time and a crew of about 25 officers, according to the BP website. The incident was reported a day after Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned that Britain would face unspecified repercussions. Oh, a couple of little boats running, a couple of boats that you could buy. You can buy boats that big here and run around the lake in them. A couple of those boats, that was his repercussions. Mm-hmm. For the British military's seizure last week of an Iranian supertanker that authorities in Gibraltar say was breaching European sanctions on oil shipments to Syria. So why did Britain sanction? Well, because Iran broke the oil deal. Oh, you mean after the fucking United States seized all the, you know, all the money again and fucking shut them down and started starving their fucking people? They said, fuck you, we will enrich the uranium. I'll tell you, that's like I said, living next door to an enemy with a 50 caliber and you get a slingshot. That's how these son of a bitches are running. They're running the world like they're running this fucking country. And the fucking people of the world, like the people of this country, have had enough. Too bad you let yourselves be disarmed, people of the world. Authorities in Gibraltar was breaching European sanctions on oil shipments to Syria. Rouhani was quoted by Iranian state media as saying the seizure was mean and wrong. Sarif. The foreign minister denied the supertanker belonged to Iran, saying whoever owned the oil shipment and the vessel could pursue the case through legal avenues. Iran had earlier summoned the British ambassador over what it called the illegal interception of the ship. The incident marked the latest escalation of tensions in the Persian Gulf in the wake of President Trump's unilateral withdrawal of the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the world powers. You're not a part of it. We're not a part of it. It's none of our business, people. We have no agreement. Just like in Syria, that's why they had to go get that agreement, you know, force that agreement on them for to get rid of their chemical weapons. Then it's our business. We can go over there and kill them for the fucking Jude Zionist pricks. Don't you see? Bolton, Pompeo take victory lap over Trump's pro-Israel accomplishments. And here's where the truth lies. This is from Jewish News Syndicate. U.S. Secretary Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton took a victory lap over the Trump administration's pro-Israel accomplishments and fuck the United States, as did Vice President Mike Pence at the Christians United for Israel conference in Washington. That is fucking treason. You unite for a foreign fucking country that is fucking an enemy to the United States, that has infiltrated the United States government. That has taken over the unlawful fucking corporation that couldn't exist in the first place. You are all fucking traitors and you will hang as fucking traitors. On Monday, among the accomplishments cited by the Trump administration, including defunding U.S. assistance to the United Nations Relief and Works Agencies for Palestine refugees in the Near East. That's Israel. That's Israel's enemy, isn't it? I've never had a beef with a Palestinian. What have the Palestinians ever done to the United States? Huh? In September 2018, the shuttering of the Palestinian Liberation Organization mission in Washington, D.C. In October 2018, the United States leaving the UN Human Rights Council. In June 2018, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state in December 2017 and moving the U.S. Embassy there from Tel Aviv in May 2018, withdrawing from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May 2018. See, that's why the British are over there. Because really, we have no fucking business in this. We have no deal with Iran. We've sanctioned the hell out of them for our masters, because our masters over there in Israel have said we had to, but they're not our fucking masters. You know, these people that are doing this are a tiny little handful. They couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. And you do not, and it's like any war. You do not go to war without the goddamn support of your fucking people. Because they're the ones that have to fight the fucking war. And everybody can say, oh, the technology and, oh, my God, the goddamn, you know, the huge army and everything. You think that they're just all right behind all this bullshit? You think every one of them so goddamn stupid that they can't see what the average American can see? They know exactly what, that's why, like I said, that's why they're coming home and blowing their fucking brains out. They know that this is all fucking wrong. How many of them are going to turn when they're given that fucking order and shoot the son of a bitch that gave them that order right in the fucking head? That's what they're wondering right now. Not to mention the fact that then what are you going to do? You're going to conscript? Are you going to come out and tell us that we're going to draft you and you're going to fight for fucking Israel? You think so? When you come to get that draftee, you're going to fucking lose 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 fucking dudes. Is it going to be worth it? You are in a shithole of fucking, you've painted yourself right into the shit corner. Where you belong. And once it starts here, once the fucking lead starts to fly here, my God, it's coming across this goddamn country like a tidal wave. You can bet on that. Where were we here? From Tel Aviv, withdrawing from 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May 2018, recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Oh, gee, you have that authority, do you? President of the United States. Remember, he was talking, I will be the president. This is about the United States. Well, then you find out that your goddamn state legislatures are meeting over in fucking Jerusalem and all this shit. Israel is not the United States. Israel is a fucking communist fucking shithole. It is the maker of the world's misery. They are liars. They are fucking cheats. They are fucking blackmailers. They are murderers. In March, and officially designating Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard as terrorist group in April. So I guess Iran can turn around and say to the United, well, there is no United States military. There is no United States military. There is a United Nations military that we supply troops and we pay for. But our troops are our troops. See, that's why that question came up, you know, years ago. They were asking the troops, will you fire on Americans? Will you kill your own people if the government tells you to? Now, you just fucking think about that for a minute. Your servants are asking the illegal army they've put together for the United Nations to fucking shoot you. Every one of you are going to fucking die. Your new world order isn't going to happen. I mean, things can only go on for so fucking long. And then everybody realizes it's at a terrible point right now. Terrible point in time. The only godsend to the whole goddamn thing is that the American nationals will not disarm. We understand that we're fucking finished. And we understand that we have the largest army to ever exist on this planet, and we'll wipe you motherfuckers out. We are fucking anxious to have our liberty and freedom back. We're not fucking children, and we're not afraid to be free. Like that prick on that goddamn broadcast I was talking about the other day at the Micro Effect. We're just too afraid to take. You know, I noticed on the television. Everything is fucking to buy a car. Oh, call this person. I mean, you got to have an agent to do everything for you. You finally have to have an agent to wipe your ass. Everybody, I mean, that's what they're selling you on. How much does that add to the price of the car? How much is, I mean, that's what the whole goddamn thing is. They want everybody to have to depend on everybody, somebody else to do everything. It's like, you know, Walmart, you call up and you tell them and then somebody shops for you. You fucking weak pricks, knock it off. Stand up like you got a pair. But there is a plenty. I mean, like I said, that's that 18 to fucking 23%. And that's all of these son of a bitches that we have to get rid of in our own country. But they will send in the blue helmets. They will send in their Chinese fucking, fucking proxy army. Because China owns big hunks of fucking, well, supposedly owns big hunks of fucking corporate property on, in the, within the fucking sovereign borders of the United States of America. But they don't, they can't, because it was done through fraud. Once you start a fraud, everything that comes from that is fraud. And there's no statute of limitations on fraud. We have every right to blast the fucking Chinese out of here, to blast everybody out of here that isn't supposed to be here. Every fucking piece of land taken, every fucking resource that has been taken without due process of the law for each and every individual free sovereign national is to be returned. It was taken through fraud, through duplicity. And we are well within our rights to shoot your ass for it. Where were we here? We are just getting started, said Bolton, that little son of a bitch. He's the one that was in on, the fucking genocide committed on Iraq by the corporate mafia. The United States branch of the fucking international corporate mafia. Along with, Zimbabwe and three or four fucking African countries we never heard of with 10 people in them. We got a coalition, don't you see? And it was just United Nations action. No war declared by a Congress, because there is no Congress to declare the war, because the fucking Republic has been removed and replaced by an unlawful corporation operating unlawfully. And it is not only our right, it is our duty to blow their fucking heads right off their fucking shoulders. We are just getting started, said Bolton, regarding the administration's maximum pressure campaign against Tehran. Yeah, I know what you're doing, you little mustache, little son of a bitch. And that son of a bitch carries the dual passport. You realize he is an Israeli, right? You realize that he is a fucking Israeli, right? Israel first. President Trump's goal is to get a new deal that would be negotiated in the best interest of the United States. My fucking ass. You know what they're talking about doing with the Palestinians? Taking them and putting them in fucking Egypt. And just go ahead and take, I mean, they're just right out there in your fucking face. Or they're going, well, see? They threw it out there with major threats. Just like taking the guns. Just like confiscation. Just like these fucking commie fucking weirdos that are fucking stepping up. Well, if I'm elected president, I'll order gun confiscation. Well, do it. If you could have took our fucking guns, you would have done it a whole long time ago. We're not stupid. You not only cannot take our guns, but we can wipe your fucking ass out of this country. We can whip the fucking world. Because all we have to do is take back our nuclear arsenal. And you want to fight conventionally? The only ones that are really a fucking threat to us in reality is Russia. And why is Russia even a threat to us? Well, because while after 9/11, while we were building a fucking police state, but by the trillions of fucking dollars, they were spending the money on their fucking Navy and on rockets and shit. And they got a rocket that can't be shot down. So that's our only real threat to the United States. And we made it a threat by fucking building it. Building the Soviet Union during World War II to preserve international communism. But we will defeat them too. Because we have more armed fucking people, and in the end, I don't give a shit what nobody tells you. That's what counts. That's what fucking counts. You cannot occupy a people that can shoot your fucking ass at every fucking turn. You just can't do it. Give me an order, I give you a bullet. That's how it fucking works. We're just getting started, said John Bolton, that piece of shit, regarding the administration's maximum pressure campaign against Tehran is Trump's goal to get a new deal. Yeah, the new deal is you hand the fucking world over to the fucking Zionist Jews and agree to become a soulless animal that they can treat any fucking way they want, as a slave. You gonna be a slave? What do you think your fucking ancestors who fought in the fucking uprising? Not to be confused with the fucking hijacking of the uprising on July 4, 1776 by the same son of a bitches that were oppressing the people in the colonies. What do you think they'd think of you? The address by the two senior Trump administration officials came amid the backdrop of Iran announcing that it has surpassed the uranium enrichment threshold set by the 2015 Iran nuclear deal with the U.S., unilaterally, which the U.S. unilaterally pulled out of last year. So they had no fucking deal with us. And because there was a unilateral thing, there was all the countries, the Europe was involved, there was a whole bunch of countries involved. Why did not the rest of the, Britain? Why didn't you come over and sanction the fucking United States for pulling out of a fucking a nuclear deal that you were a part of? See, the Iranians, they just get slingshots. They wanted to be like the Palestinians, slingshots and bottle rockets. And then the mighty Israeli fucking nuke army. The nuclear fucking arsenal of the fucking Israelis. Has somebody been over there and inspect those son of a bitches yet? They're not even a part of the nuclear proliferation treaty. They did with their Qs and everybody, just like fucking Kim Jong-un and just like the fucking Iranians. They did it. They did it right in everybody's face. And the UN saying, oh, they were sanctions put on them. Oh boy. But the sanctions weren't enforced. Why? Because the fucking United States is the most powerful nation on the planet because our fucking people are fully armed and we're fucking the richest country on the planet said no. Well, right now, the Russians are saying no. And you fucking go ahead and try and step into a goddamn international world war with your fucking people ready to shoot your fucking asses what you've already done to us. That goes for you too, Britain, France, all you pricks. It goes for you too. Try it. Put some guns in the hands of those people that you disarmed and then treated like fucking animals. Do it. How you like that think tank? Bolton also discussed fighting against the International Criminal Court for its anti-Israel bias. See that fucking, the internet that you created. You created it, and while you could use it to oppress the rest of the world for Israel, it was the cat's pajamas. But then the rest of the world started figuring out, started going, fuck no, we're not going to be a part of this fucking diabolical evil shit. You drop some phosphorus bombs on the people in Gaza. You're in fucking trouble. Somebody's got to go to jail for this. Somebody's got to face trial for this in the international court. Just like the Germans did, right? No, wrong. Because the U.S. once again, we'll just get rid of that. Because you ain't touching Israel, can kill anybody. They can shoot little babies in the diaper if they want to. And you will accept it, Goyim. Well, you tell you what, fucker, you're talking behind the mic. And I mean, just like Trump at his fucking big address on the fucking 4th of July with the big bulletproof fucking box around him. That's how much you're fucking loved. Even Lincoln, the dirty fucking Jew prick that he was. During the Civil War, you could still, anybody could walk in the goddamn White House. It belonged to the people. It's like this whole goddamn country, every building, all these buildings, they're telling you can't carry a gun in, you can't do this, you gotta let somebody look up your fucking ass to go on a plane and stuff. This all shit belongs to us. No, we don't. You are in violation of our sovereign rights, you motherfuckers. And it is deliberate, people, and you gotta know it's deliberate because, hey man, if you were running this fucking government like you agreed you would, we're in complete compliance with the Bill of Rights, that people would be your greatest asset. Nobody would be fucking with the United States or doing anything. But then again, we'd be in our own sovereign borders. We wouldn't be a part of world trade which was essentially taking the richest country on planet Earth and dividing it into the poorest country on planet Earth with your socialist fucking New World Order plans. We are a sovereign nation. We need no fucking buddy. We need nothing from nobody. But you are going to return what you've stolen, or we'll fucking nuke you. Because we're going to have our country back the way it's supposed to be. You have cost me, I mean, we were talking yesterday about religion, a person's personal beliefs and how they can carry them. My fucking belief is that you fucking have ruined my fucking, you have taken, I think that fucking you, the people that get to live won the fucking lottery. You won, I mean, what are the odds of the sperm eye and that you're the one that fucking connected and you got to live and you got to experience and you got to see, you got to contemplate, you got to see shit and do this whole thing. You fucking stole it from me. You stole my fucking peace and quiet, my peaceful life away from me, you fucking sick pricks. to satisfy because that's only to satisfy yourselves. And the only way you can be satisfied is because you're so sick in the fucking head with greed, is to come to the point to like you're, you know, raping children. You're pedophiling children and shit. That's all that's left of you. You're a fucking hollow, fucking empty, dark fucking shell, and you need to be gotten rid of. And the people of, I think the people of the whole goddamn planet feel the same way. If they could talk to each other in one fucking language, I can't see anybody having any disagreement. What do you want? I just want to live and be left alone. I want to, if I do some work and get something, I want it to belong to me. And nobody to be able to take it. I don't want to support some fucking bunch of fucking rich fucks flying around in planes while I'm driving around in a 20-year-old fucking car that I can't afford gas for. That's what I want. This nation belongs to me. It's the richest nation on planet Earth. I want that debt-free currency I was guaranteed so that I can exploit my fucking resources to my fucking benefit. And you see greed getting starting to take over. See, that's why they formed the corporations. So that greed could play a part in it. Any American national working within the common law, I mean, you could contract within the common law with other people. That's how it was all run. That's how we were supposed to be self-governing. You could have a plenty if you were willing to go out and fucking, you know, exploit your own resources. You had to do the work. And then it belonged to you, and nobody could ever take it. You could leave it to your children, and they could build upon it. But these son of a bitches, they don't want just creature comforts. And then, you know, something like an occupation that they like doing, like, you know, I like gardening. I like on my grandfather's farm, I went out to ranches and plowed fields and stuff. I like that kind of life. I don't need no fucking 50-foot, 100-foot yacht. I wouldn't have one if I could. I would like to have a fucking fishing boat so I can go fishing when I want to, but it's down to the point to where they are down to the point to where they would take from the poorest of the fucking poor in this country. And well, the thing is they're bringing a whole nother replacement population in here because the people of this country have fucking figured it out and they have offered them in their world everything to come here. Like I said yesterday, comparing down on the border to concentration camps. I didn't see nobody paying $8,000 to go to fucking Germany or even go to Europe during that era. Did you? Read your book. See if you can find out people going over there, you know, getting people to smuggle them over there so that they could go into the concentration camps. And another thing about these so-called concentration camps, if they want out of them, if they're so fucking terrible, all they got to do is say, open the door, I'm going home. Bye. Anyways. You
know, go back and look at the territory that the Palestinians used to have back in 1967, Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Look how much the Israelis have stolen.
And they've stolen from Syria, too. They want the whole fucking Middle East. That's where the power in power of Zion is going to be. Everybody else on the goddamn planet is going to be a global fucking slave. A global subject to the fucking to the empire of Zion. No, we're not. No, we're not. Fuck you. We will. All we need to do. We don't need to kill that many fucking people at all. Nothing like we've ever had to kill in the past. They are but a handful. But the whole fucking world needs to wake up and say it's these pricks right here, Zabos, Switzerland, the G8. Yeah, these son of a bitches, they're all the same people. It's been generation after generation. This is the progeny of the motherfuckers that didn't want us to have a Bill of Rights. And every one of them needs to be fucking exterminated from this fucking earth. Because they are sick. They are a sickness on the goddamn earth. They are sickness. They are sickness to any thought of peace and tranquility for the people. You're to live in misery. So that, because they like seeing you live in misery. That's what gives them their happiness. That's the only thing that can give them a thrill anymore, is raping a baby. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, let's see what you can come up with now, think tanks. Come on, keep sending it. And get some out there, man. It's getting hard to find something to shove down your fucking throat every day. And that is the Word from the Trenches.